This is Jefferson Weaver with UCCN Local News. Wipo police have arrested a suspect in a May 14th armed robbery on Memory Twin Circle. Rafael Gowans, age 26, is being held on a single charge of common law robbery under a $1,500 secure bond. We've reached out to WPD for more information on the case. Tomorrow will be the bridge naming and dedication for the Old Lake Overpass Bridge at East Columbus High School. The ceremony will be held at the Waccamaw Suwan Travel Center at 7239 Old Lake Road. The bridge over US 74 is being named in honor of the Waccamaw Suwan Tribe. The events start at 2 p.m. and everyone is welcome. Wyville taxpayers will get their next bills from the city and pay them directly to the city as well. City Council on Tuesday approved a plan to bring tax collection back in-house. City Manager Darren Curry said that the initial startup cost will be around $50,000. Annual expenses will be around $10,000. That's still less than they would end up paying for the county. The city was looking at a possible 2 cents increase on fees and taxes that were collected by the county if they continued in the original contract. Chronic wasting disease turned up in 10 new deer this year, but none were outside the original outbreak areas, according to the Wildlife Commission. A total of 34 whitetails have tested positive for the deadly disease since it was found in Yadkin Valley in 2022. Columbus County is not in the CWD monitoring zone. We have much more on this story on our website. Construction on the new elementary school at Bolton is scheduled to start in February with an opening in August of 2027. The school replaces Hallsboro Artesia and Acme Delco Primaries. The school board on Monday approved that the school's colors will be forest green and sky blue, and the mascot will be the Lumberjacks, a tribute to the East End's longstanding connection to the forest industry. The deadline for farmers to apply for the Agriculture Disaster Crop Loss Program for losses from 2024 has been extended to May 19th by the North Carolina General Assembly. Farmers who suffered crop losses due to Tropical Storm Debby, TD7, last year's drought, or the other weather-related conditions are eligible. For more information, go to ncagr.gov/agdisaster. Legislators and taxpayers may finally get some answers come July 1st when State Auditor Dave Bullock completes the forensic audit of the North Carolina Office of Resilience and Recovery. NCOR is $300 million in the hole and still far behind on repairs to thousands of homes damaged by Hurricanes Matthew and Florence nearly 10 years ago. Bullock told reporters this week that the audit will be a framework of how not to handle future disaster funds. The Hurricane Helene relief effort, NC Grow, is already coming under fire for what officials say are troubling reports of mismanagement and poor service. Carolyn's Kaleidoscope Child Advocacy Center will host the Kaleidoscope of Hope Soiree on May 30th at Vineland Station in Wyville. The fundraiser supports programs at the county's only child advocacy center. Tickets are $75 per person, $100 per couple. Tables and silent auction sponsorships are available. Call 910-646-3083 for more information. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.